Hello, this is Dr. Yevgenia Goltodio, dictating a procedure report on patient Delilah Kane, C-A-I-N, comma, Delilah, D-E-L-I-L-A. Date of birth is 10-21-1970. Date of procedure is 10-4-2023. Physician is Yevgenia Goltodio. Referring physician is Dr. Nancy Lim. Procedure performed is EGD with cold forceps biopsy and colon with cold snare and cold forceps biopsy. Delete that. Procedure performed. Number one, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold forceps biopsies. Number two, colonoscopy with cold snare, polypectomy, and cold forceps polypectomy. Third, indication is weight loss and early satiety. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of insemination, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Patient's rested and asked to stay placed in the lateral to keep his position sedated. As for anesthesiology, service monitoring, and seizure care, a well lubricated lymphocytogastric slit was introduced in the esophagus and then under direction to the third portion of the duodenum. Careful examinations made of them. Duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus, retroflex views obtained at the cardia, and air reception from the stomach, for withdrawal of soap, patients then turn around in the lateral position, visual, rectal exam is normal, a well-lubricated lymphatic video from us was introduced into the rectum advance and visual exposition to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of appendiceal orifice. The sequel valve and complaints of folds. Careful examinations made of the sequel and the sequel valve, descending colon, had a fracture, transverse colon, fracture, descending colon, segment colon, and the rectum. Retroflex was obtained of the rectum, the effect was good. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings 1 at upper endoscopy. There was evidence of two ulcers, one in the antrum and one in the body, both measuring about 1 centimeter. Biopsies were obtained for histology, period. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body to rule out H. pylori. The duodenal sweep demonstrated some abnormal mucosa, which was biopsied for histology, period. The duodenum was also biopsied to rule out celiac disease. Period. The G-junction was located at 35 centimeters in the bite block. Period. This was mildly irregular and biopsied for histology, period. There was evidence of concentric rings in the esophagus, which was also biopsied to rule out for EOE, period. Number two, at colonoscopy, there were 3 polyps removed. One was removed via cold snare polypectomy. It was 5 millimeters and looking in the rectum, period. The next one was in the ascending colon. This was about 6 millimeters and was removed with cold snare polypectomy. Period. The transverse bone polyp was about 10 millimeters and was removed with Kolsner polypectomy. Period. There was also 3 polyps in the rectus sigmoid, which were all diminutive and removed with cold biopsy. Polypectomy, period. There was right-sided diverticulosis, period. Also add into one on the findings. There was a small hiatal hernia, period. Impression, six colon polyps removed at colonoscopy today. There were mild internal hemorrhoids, period. There was right-sided diverticulosis, period. Otherwise, unremarkable colonoscopy, period. Number 2. There was mild non-specific nodularity of abnormal mucosa in the duodenal bulb, which was biopsied for histology, period. There were 2 ulcers in the stomach, which were also biopsied for histology, period. Small hiatal hernia, period. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Anti-reflex precautions were claimed. Number 2, patient will be started on twice a day. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams for 8 weeks, then daily following, period. Patient will need a repeat endoscopy in 8 weeks and repeat colonoscopy in 3 years, pending pathology, period. Follow-up visit in 3 weeks in the office, period. On follow-up visits, we'll obtain CAT scans for further information regarding weight loss, period.